The parsha we're going to be reading this Shabbos is Parsha Shmini. It has different aspects in terms of themes in it. The one that's the most relevant, practical for us, comes towards the end, where the Torah, for the first time, treats the concept of the mitzvah of kashrus. It talks about the different regulations in terms of what makes an animal kosher, the simanim, in terms of an animal having to be to choose the cud, and the split hoof, and so on. And the parsha talks a lot about the different species of things that will be kosher and things that are not considered to be kosher. The Rambam obviously incorporates this among his many, many mitzvos that he talks about, his encyclopedic work that incorporates all of the different halachos of Judaism, as we all know, is known as the Sefer Mishneh Torah. It's also called the Yad HaZakah. The Rambam divided up that Sefer into 14 books, and that's one of the reasons why he chose to call it Yad HaZakah. Yad is Yudalid, which adds up to 14. So the Rambam has one book there that's entitled Sefer Kedusha. They've spoken about this in the past, but I want to probe it much more deeply. Sefer Kedusha, the Book of Holiness. I think if it was up to us to ask a question of what should be included in a book that's titled Holiness, which areas of Judaism, which mitzvos in particular, are the ones that make us into holy Jews? The Torah commands us in an upcoming parasha, Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Karashani Hashem, you be holy because I, Hashem, am holy. But what defines holiness? What makes a Jew a holy Jew? So one theory, of course, that we would come up with is that it has to do with mitzvos ben adam l'malkom, the mitzvos which allow us to relate to Hashem, to be like Hashem by getting close to Him, connecting to Him. And those would be mitzvos, obviously, such as tefillah, when we can actually talk to Hashem, engage Him in a direct I-Thou relationship, as Buba called it. We speak to Him, we praise Him, we thank Him and express appreciation for all He has done for us, and we tell Him how totally dependent and helpless we are without Him, how vulnerable we are, and we have an entire Shemoneh Esrei that's mostly, largely, two-thirds devoted to bakashos, to making all these different requests of Him. And so Kedusha would certainly come from an act of davening, because you're relating to Hashem, and so it rubs off on us when we're getting close to Hashem and talking to Him. Similarly, as Rav Soloveitchik emphasized, Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is also an act of bestowing Kedusha upon ourselves. Rav Soloveitchik often spoke about the fact that what Kadosh Baruch Hu allows us to do through the study of Torah is to literally probe His mind, lahavdil, His thinking, His values, His outlook on life, what's important, what's correct, what's proper and holy behavior, and what is unholy and sinful behavior. And so the study of Torah, which allows us to understand the lifestyle we should be leading and the different values we should be embracing and having tremendous enthusiasm and love for. That's holiness. And so those would be things that would make us like God. The famous idea that's expressed in Latin is imitatio Dei, amahurachum afatarachum. Another way to be holy is that you try to imitate His behavior. The greatest quality of Hashem is that He is Hashem, Hashem, Keal, Rachum, V'chanun, Erech HaPayim, all of the Yigim Midos of Rachamim. And so the Chazal tell us that if we can imitate Hashem, Mahu Rachum, Avatorachum, be merciful like God is merciful, be forgiving like God is forgiving, take care of people, be sensitive to people, do the acts of Nichum Aveilim, Bikocholim, Havaya Sameis, Kavura, all the things that are subsumed under the mitzvah of Halacht and Bidrachav, walk in His footsteps, because if the Holy God is the one who acts this way, and now we make ourselves like little clones of God and we act this way, surely that endows us with tremendous holiness. And so we would assume that those are the ways that Kadosh Baruch Hu is expecting us to become holy people. What's surprising is that when the Rambam writes the Sefer Mishneh Torah, he also calls it Yad HaZakah, he divides it up into 14 different books, and one of the books is known as Sefer Kedusha. I pointed out in Shiurim over the years, and in some Take Tens, that what's remarkable, as my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying, is that in the Sefer known as Sefer Kedusha, he's not putting in these ideas of holiness by davening, holiness by learning, holiness by doing gemilas chasadim. There's none of that there. What is instead found in the Sefer of Kedusha are topics that we would never, in our wildest dreams, have assumed that they should be there. What does the Rambam include on the Sefer Kedusha? So the Rambam says that one part of Sefer Kedusha is the prohibition known as Gilui Arayos, all of the sexual practices that are considered to be acts of terrible behavior, misbehavior. and that rob us of the ability to be holy. And so there's a whole long list of them that come up again and again in parshas that we're about to come to, and then warnings later on about them. The parsha of Achrimos that we come to in a few weeks has the first forbidden list of relationships, or the relationships that are so close in terms of kinship that they're incestuous relationships, and relationships that have to do with other forbidden things, such as adultery and bestiality and so on. These are forbidden, and they are literally blasted in the strongest of terms as being toev, as being abominations in the eyes of Hashem. So the Rambam sees fit to include this long list having to do with sexual behavior and misbehavior as part of the Sefer of Kedusha. The other thing which the Rambam includes in the Sefer of Kedusha is also very surprising. Besides talking about this list of arayos, the Rambam puts into the topic of Sefer Kedusha all of the concepts that have to do with machalos asuros, forbidden foods. Forbidden foods, foods that are considered to be treif, that we haven't done shchita on, we haven't, therefore treated them in the proper kind of a way. Now, we again would not think to ourselves that we should be including in a book of holiness the concepts of Kedusha, but it would seem to me that the Rambam has tremendous support for his opinion based on the text of the Torah itself. If we look carefully into the Torah and how the Torah treats these two mitzvos, it's very clear that the Torah is signaling to us exactly this lesson which the Rambam was astute enough to pick up on. When the Torah talks in our parsha of Shemini, in Perek Yud Aleph of Vayikra, about Kashrus, what does it say over there? It says the following, right? Moshe and Aaron are spoken to by God to tell the Jewish people, Dabru el b'nei Yisrael, Lema, speak to the children of Israel and say, Zos hachaya asher tochelu. These are the animals that you shall eat, the list of the kosher animals. Then obviously those that are not in that list are the ones that are treif, the non-kosher animals. And then at the end of that topic, towards the end of the parsha that we'll read in the Yetzir Hashem on Shabbos, the Torah says, Al tishaktsu es nafsho seichem b'chol hasheretz hasharetz ala aretz. Do not make yourselves abominable by consuming the different kind of creeping, crawling things that crawl on the face of the earth. Ki ani Hashem elokeichem. Listen carefully, because I am Hashem, your God. V'hiskadishtem v'hisem kadoshim. Make yourselves holy, and you will be holy. Ki kadosh ani, because I, Hashem, am holy. Isn't it fascinating that the Torah ends this parasha of Shemini at the conclusion of the topic of kashrus by talking about this most magnificent mitzvah, the calling for us to imitate Hashem, be holy, make yourselves holy, because I, Hashem, your God, am holy? That's the follow-up to the laws of eating kosher food and not eating treif food. But apparently you see that what the Rambam is signaling to us is his important lesson. In order to have holiness, you have to have that sense of being able to control yourself and have the discipline not to engage in fulfilling every whim, every desire of yours. And so the first area of desire, of temptation, of being able to really muster tremendous strength and discipline and not to succumb to temptation, the Rambam says that has to do with food. What do we put into our mouths? What do we digest in our bellies? What becomes part of our blood system? It's the Torah telling us, control yourself, control your appetite, control your desire. This is what it means to be a person who is a holy person. You have self-control. And then we see it again coming up just a little bit later when the Torah comes to the parsha that deals with Achrimos, and then again in Kedoshim, back-to-back parshios, coming very soon after Shemini. And there the Torah also uses very important language. The Torah talks about the concept of staying away from forbidden relationships in Parshas Kedoshim, and it lists all of those forbidden relationships. And then how does the Torah conclude? Ushmartem es chukosai, you should guard these laws. Asisim osam ki ani Hashem kadishchem, I am the God who is sanctifying you. In other words, by you following these laws, you will achieve sanctification. That's exactly what the Rambam is saying over here, that you will become sanctified in this way. And so, according to this, according to this, it's very clear that according to the Rambam, the sanctification comes in control. And it's so clear at the end of that parsha of Kedoshim likewise. Beautiful, beautiful pasuk. V'yisem li Kedoshim. Be holy to me, says Hashem. Ki Kadosh ani, because I, Hashem, am holy. Hamavdil eschem min ha'amim li yosli. That I have separated you from all the other nations so that you should be mine. What's the separation? Separation is the self-control. Separation means discipline. Separation means Ezehu Giva, Hakoveshes Yitzro. The problem with our world, unfortunately, is that so many people have just caved in and forgotten that there is a sense of having self-control and being able to control our whims, our desires, our thoughts and fantasies, our drives, right? And all the physical pleasures beckoning us out there in a world that's filled with immorality. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu is warning against. Sure, there's Kedusha in davening. Sure, there's Kedusha in learning. Sure, there's Kedusha in mitzvot ben adlam l'chavero. But the ultimate mark of Kedusha is to have the same kind of complete discipline, complete self-control that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the master of. Everything he does is obviously the right thing because he's in control and only does what is right. We need to exercise that kind of mastery as well. That's what makes us a holy Jewish people. We should all strive to learn this important lesson from our parsha. Take care and be well.